that it crypto is a labial. So turn in your book to page 171. Now here's the way labials work. I'm going to move this chart over so we can get it on one board. I pulled this over too far. K, G, H, and double sigma. P, B, F, and P tau. T, D, Th, and zeta. All right? Now, this is, we've got here, gutturals, labials, dentals, and as Steve properly pointed out, this is voiceless. Second one is voiced, and this one is aspirated. And what we're saying here is it actually depends upon what column this is in. I put up in response to a question at the break, deoco, which is also a guttural. Well, deoco will go like ago. See, the which is voiced, attracts the gamma, which is voiced. The xi comes in here, and the voiceless tau attracts kappa. Well, in the case of deoco, it doesn't have to change because the kappa is there, so it stays de deoctai. And then you would have de deogmetha, de deochte, deogmenoi eisen. So it's just like doing futures where all of the ones of one class wind up looking the same after you make the adjustments. Now, what is incredibly important, oh, by the way, now that's all at the top of page 171 where we talked about the labials, where we did kekrypti, crypto. So crypto to hide. In fact, Mark, crypto works very good as an illustration. Like, you know, you'd say the money is hidden, the robbers won't find it. Right. So let's do crypto as an example. Kekrimai. I'm just going to put a note here. I think crypto would be a better one to use for this. Kekrimai, kekrypsai, kekrypti. Now, this third one, Mark, is the form that actually occurs in Colossians. Kekrimetha, kekrypsai. There. And now we got to do periphrastic. Kekrimenoi eisen, which translates as they are hidden. Are hidden. Now, you can actually do periphrastic constructions with all persons and numbers. So I could do this. And Joel, what would this mean?
We are hidden.
See? And that's the easiest way to do it, and Hellenistic Greek does this a lot. Are, we are, participle, hidden, and I got to do a plural ending because it's we. I can do it in the singular. Paul could have written this, your life is hidden with Christ in God. He could have written this. Is hidden. I need another mu in there. Kekrimene. See, could have done it that way. Now I need feminine, because life is zoe, which is feminine, and I need singular because it's only one life. Well, then if you want to say lives are hidden, it'd be zoai, so it'd be kept krimenai eisen. Then I have to go plural. But right there in the Bible, it was your life is hidden singular. Right. So now in these labials, I want you to notice, I think the gutturals are the easiest. You go g, x, k, m, h, you know. With the labials, you got to pay attention to the first one. It doesn't, for some reason, go to beta. You'd think it would be kekribmai, but maybe kribmai is just too easily krimmai. See? So once you kind of realize what's going on, it ain't that odd. It's not like all of a sudden a delta comes in or something. And then for the dentals do their dental thing. They just bring in a sigma on every form. Pepaismai, pepaisai, pepaistai, pepaismitha, pepaistha, pepaisminoi, aisin. So dentals always have that little sigma association like before the theta, eta. Epaisthane, we had that. So now, here's the thing. If you're overwhelmed by all this, pay attention to the next thing I'm going to tell you. Here's what's important. If you can realize this, now let's see here. I've done, okay, good. I'm going to put back kekrimetha, kekrimetha, kekrifthe, okay. Now, in my way of thinking, what's critical is the very first form with my. Why? Because the very first form has a mu in the ending. That tells you what's going to happen to that stem in all forms that have a mu at the end of the stem. See, whatever happens here, like the gamma, is the same thing that'll happen in the first plural, and more importantly, is the same thing that will happen in the participle. So if you know the first singular, agmai, or up here, kekrimai, you know how to make the participle. Well, once you know how to make the participle, you can make all the periphrastic forms. Because this is similar to kekrimenos, the participle. And once you can do the participle, then you can do the third plural. See? So knowing the first form, which is actually the fifth principal part, if you know the first form, you can do the forms that are important. And in particular, it is the first singular, the first plural, and especially the participle, which will be used by itself as an adjective and which will be used to make the periphrastic third person plural. So, you know, while there's a bunch of jazzing around going on here, you got to really recognize, how often do you see second singular and plural? Not often. These are not critical forms. This one you should be able to get. You use the voiceless consonant right before the tau. And the rest of them all have whatever happened, see? All have whatever happened there at the first form. So it's get the main stuff here. Get what happens before me. If you get what happens before me, you can make the participle. That's your goal in this thing. Because the participle, perfect passive participle, probably, I would say, encompasses something like, of all the perfects that there are in the Bible, the perfect passive participle probably is 2/3 of the form. of all the perfect forms of any kind in the Bible, the perfect passive participle is probably 2/3 of them. And it's used just like we use it. The watch is broken. The broken watch. I don't want the scratched one. I want the repaired one. So now I'm using it as an adjective. So you got to be able to get the participle. And now, Bill, we have the silver bullet situation. The participle, perfect passive participle, is like the third principal part of our English verb. Broken, pursued, eaten, you know, all those kinds of verbs. Scratched, spackled, my favorite one. Sneezed. Now, the sneeze was sneezed. So now remember here on pages 170 and 171, I want you to remember that third plural of a consonantal stem must be periphrastic. Perfect passive participle plus the verb to be. And as is said at the bottom of the page, go to the bottom of 171, the note. It is possible to encounter periphrastic formations also in other persons and numbers. Leloi menoi es men, we are left. Leloi menos estin, he is left. He is abandoned. So it was just a handy way to do this. Those of you who know German, it's like doing the subjunctive, and it's the easiest to use würde, ich würde das sagen, I would say that, instead of ich sage that. You know, so you don't use the direct thing, you use the simple kind of periphrastic method. And that's what Greeks started to do here as well.